Hello, welcome to another Classical Sounds here on Clamart's Community Radio 94.6 FM. And it's Andrew Newman, as usual, here every Sunday at 3 o'clock for Classical Sounds. And if you want to contact me today, it's 087-326-2007 for your texts. And if you want to do that in email either, you can do that at studio@ccr946.ie. Now, on the show today, I have a wide range of music, but I'm going to start nice and gently with something by Mozart. This was music written in 1780, and it is beautiful altogether. It is a religious work called the Vesper Solemnis de Confessor, and as I said, written in 1780. And there are six parts to this: a Dexit, a Confitur, a Benedictus Vir, a Laudate Pure, a Laudate Dominum, and a Magnificat. Now, today I'm playing the Laudate Dominum, which also is often performed on its own. And this is a lovely recording now of Danielle Denesse, and she is joined by the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris.
Thank you.
The music there of Mozart, that was from his Laudate Dominum from the Vesper Solemnis, and hope you liked that one. That was Daniel Dennis and the Orchestra of Legion Enlightenment and an unnamed choir there as well, and the late great Sir John McCarris, Charles McCarris was conducting. You're listening to Classical Sounds here on Clamart's Community Radio. It's Andrew Newman with you until 4 this afternoon. Hope you'll enjoy the show. I have music by an unknown composer now called Hofstetter, who had a great admiration for the music of Haydn, and to the point that it, he's almost imitating the music of Joseph Haydn. And the music I'm about to play to you now was attributed to Haydn for a very long time, but it is in fact by Robin Hofstetter. Born in 1742 and died in 1815. He was a composer as well as a Benedictine monk, and not much is known about his life, but he did write a couple of string quartets and masses and a few more things besides. And his style is very clear-cut and, as I said, very, very, very much like the style of Joseph Haydn. So now we have his most popular and well-known work now, The Serenade. And as I said, music now by Robin Hofstetter, and the Autry String Quartet, the Bomber String Quartet, are performing here. That's music there by Robin Hofstetter, and that is his Serenade, the Andante from his string quartet in F major, and imitating somewhat Joseph Haydn, and it was attributed to Joseph Haydn for a long, long time, but it is actually by that man, Roman Hofstetter, a Benedictine monk as well as part-time composer as well. And that was the Autry Vombra String Quartet performing there. You're listening to Classical Sounds on Clamart's Community Radio, 94.6 FM, and on the internet on ccr946.ie. You can listen live there or get your friends or relatives anywhere in the world to tune in on that website. And thank you for the person who texted me there who enjoyed the Mozart. Thanks very much. And I hope you enjoyed that music there also by Hofstetter. Changing tack now, small bit now. This is music by the Beatles. Yes, it is. But it's an arrangement by a fellow called Brian. His name is escaped me there now, unfortunately. But Brian Breiner, I think, Peter Breiner, that's his name, yeah. He is an American composer, and he decided to write music in the style of Baroque composers, but to the tunes of the Beatles. So these are called the Beatles Concerto Grosso. And Concerto Grosso was a popular Baroque kind of string arrangement. And I haven't time to go into what a Concerto Grosso is, but it uses some tunes of the Beatles. And today I'm playing one which you may not be very familiar with. It is a song from one of their early albums called And I Love Her. And this is in a style of Vivaldi, and particularly the second movement of Vivaldi's Winter Concerto is reminiscent here in this music, I feel. And so I hope you like this arrangement of the song by the Beatles by Peter Breiner, the Concerto Grosso number 2.
Thank you.
Music there of that was music there of Peter Brainer, and that was an arrangement of a song by the Beatles, and that was one of his Concerto Grossos number 2, in fact, and I hope you liked that music there of him. Now, and you're listening to Classical Sounds here at Clonmore's Community Radio 94.6 FM. Andrew Newman with you until 4 this afternoon. Now, next I'm going to some music which is from an opera, a rather famous one indeed, written in 1875 by a French composer, Georges Bizet. And his most famous work is, of course, the opera Carmen, set in Spain, but in fact in French. And this is the Chausse Bohème. And Georges Predator has conducted the Orchestre de l'Opéra National de Paris and the great Maria Callas here in this recording.
Thank you.
music there of Georges Bizet from his opera Carmen, and that was a Chanson Bohème with Maria Callas there and Georges Prêtre conducting the orchestra in l'Opéra National de Paris, and there was also another person singing it, but she's not mentioned here in the credits, so sorry about that, I can't tell you who it is. Now I better go to my first ad break, and after that I have music by Mozart, so don't go away.
You're listening to Classical Sounds with Andrew Newman on Clamores Community Radio.
Now, I did say before the outbreak that I was going to play some music by Mozart. That's a mistake. I meant to say Beethoven. And so I've actually two pieces of his next. The first one is a concerto for violoncello and piano in C major. And this is written in about 1806, 1807. And this is a lovely concerto. I'm going to play the second movement now with the Sardorni Trio and Jan Wilhelm de Verdiet, who is conducting here.
Thank you.
And that is leading gently into the third movement there of the treble concerto of Beethoven. And there's the Starioni trio, who are joined by the Netherlands Symphony, the Netherlands Symphony Orchestra. And that was a Dutch fellow with a peculiar name, Jan Willem de Varendi, And I hope you liked that one, because it's very peculiar, because they are a period instrument string and piano trio, and they use period instruments, but the orchestra were playing their modern equivalents. So it's a bit strange to listen to that. But the next music is entirely a period instrument orchestra. And they're the Orchestre Révolutionnaire et Romantique, and their conductor is John Elliott Gardner. And this is symphonies that I bought when I was, got for my birthday, rather, when I was 21, many years ago. And the complete symphonies of Beethoven I wanted for my birthday. And this is one of them here now, the third symphony, the Eroica, one of the great symphonies ever written. And indeed, this changed indeed the course of symphonic music, as well as the equally famous Fifth Symphony. But this is the third movement now, the Scherzo, as I said, played here by the Orchestre Révolutionnaire Romantique, and John Elliott Gardner conducting the music of Beethoven.
Thank you.
music there of Beethoven, his Eroica Symphony, Symphony No. 3, and Third Movement, the Scherzo, and that was the Orchestre Révolutionnaire Romantique, and conducted by John Elliott Gardner. You're listening to Classical Sounds here at Clonmarsh Community Radio. It's Andrew Newman with you here until 4 this afternoon. And if you want to contact me today, it's 087-326-2007 and also studio at cco946.ie. Now, next, I go to some music, contemporary music, almost contemporary. This composer was born in 1921 and died in 2010. His name was Ariel Ramirez, and he was from Argentina. And his best-known work is a mass called Missa Criolla. And he wrote 300 works in all, but this fairly short mass is its most well-known and popular one. And it's influenced by Latin American rhythms and songs, I suppose, as well. It's quite a folk kind of mass, really, and I hope you like that. I like this, rather. And it's the Kyrie sung here with a choir who are unnamed, but Michele Marinetti is the tenor soloist.
Ten piedad de nosotros.
Music there by Ariel Ramirez, and that was his Missa Criolla. And lovely music indeed. And I don't have time to tell you the performers there because I have to go to an ad break. And after that, I have music which was an arrangement by a contemporary composer, fella I really appreciate. His name is Thomas Edis. But you'll have to wait for that because I have to put it in my ad break. So here it is.
You're listening to Classical Sounds with Andrew Newman on Claremorris Community Radio.
Welcome back to the show. It's Andrew Newman, Classical Sounds, until 4 this afternoon. Hope you're enjoying the show so far today. Now, next, we're going back to the music of the Baroque period. This is an arrangement of music by a fellow called Francis Couperin. And he was a great harpsichord player and harpsichord composer. I don't think he wrote much for orchestras. I could be wrong. I don't listen to his music too much, but that's that. And he gave peculiar names to his pieces of music, and this is one of them. It's called The Mysterious Barricades. As I said, originally written for harpsichord, but in a version here for an ensemble of a bass clarinet, violin and some other instrument too, which I'll hear and you will hear in this recording, and is arranged by a wonderful contemporary composer by the name of Thomas Edis. That was an arrangement there of music of Francois Couperin. I did call him Francis for some reason. Francois Couperin. And that was... Oops, we're not up to that yet. And that was music which is arranged by Thomas Edis called The Mysterious Barricades. And the instruments were a bass clarinet, a clarinet, a viola and a double bass. And they quite low kind of sound all the way through. It didn't really go high in high registers at all, but I do like that music of Francois Couperin. You're listening to Classical Sounds here at Claremorris Community Radio 94.6 FM. Now to some Stravinsky. I haven't played Stravinsky in a while. This is from an opera from 1951 called The Rake's Progress. And He was a composer at the time, and this was the last one who, opera and last piece of music that used his neoclassical style. And this is very much influenced from the operas of Mozart, but it doesn't really take direct melodic sort of imitation of Mozart. But this is a wonderful little part of a longer section of music, and it's called I Go to Him, and it's a cavatilia, whatever that is. And this is, as I said, music of Stravinsky from the end of the first act. And I think this is wonderful because every soprano who is learning to be a soprano has to learn this or sing it in competitions, because it has a really difficult middle C to high C at the very end, and it can not go right a lot of the time. But Jane West in this recording has done it brilliantly, and they're joined by the St. Luke's Orchestra, conducted by Mr. Stravinsky's friend Robert Kraft. Hear that high C, the end. That was Jane West making a great job of that ending of I Go to Him, and she was singing the character of Anne True Love in the opera The Rake's Progress by Igor Stravinsky from 1951, and his friend Robert Kraft was conducting there, and that was the orchestra of St. Luke's. Now, I was to play some music of the Bach family, but I don't have time, but I'd just say I would play some music also by a fellow called Claudio Monteverdi, a composer who was a bridge between the Renaissance and the early Baroque. And this is one of the first operas ever written, Orfeo, which was written in 1607. And I'm going to play the very opening of it now, the Toccata. Thank you. Music there by Claudio Monteverdi, and that was from his opera Il Orfeo. And now I'm going to leave you now with music which is by Debussy, and it's a very quiet piece of music, really. It's called Reflections in Water. I hope you enjoyed the show. As Andrew Newman signing off, goodbye.